Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I'm coming back after probably about a month and a half break, a little bit over a month, more like a month and a half break from doing the program, the broadcast. I hope you guys are doing well. Let me tell you this, I'm feeling good from my head to my shoes. You know, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And how many of you guys know that? Rest is always a good thing, as well as a suntan or sunburn. But it's all good. It's all good. It's good to be here. Hope everything is going well with you guys. I hope you guys are having a good night. You know, and I'm just gonna tell you that, you know, I'm just really, really feeling good. It feels good to be here. Now I'm on live on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and IG. You know, before I get started, I'm going to play this song, and I hope you guys like this song. And this is my music I'm playing since I am on here, at least this one I'm playing tonight. And again, this song I'm going to play. In fact, I might play this one. And again, I'm going to say I hope you guys are doing well. You know, I've been gone for a while. You know, when you're gone for a while, then you come back. You know, it's like, who is here? Who's going to come back? With me. I'm going to play how to play, and I'll be right back.
This is serious.
You gotta pray, you gotta pray, you gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah.
Things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray.
Believe
God, I really hears you.
Believe
God, I really loves you.
Believe
His word is true. Blessings for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe. Oh yeah.
You gotta pray.
To pray. Our Father who art in heaven,
believe
God really hears you.
Believe
God really loves you.
Believe
His word is true.
Believe
God's blessings for you.
Believe
His truth for you.
Believe
only if you believe.
You gotta pray.
You gotta pray.
You gotta pray.
You gotta pray.
That was Gotta Pray, guys. Check that out. That's a single. It's on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. This is Reverend Dr. G Wright. I'm coming to you live, guys. It's good to be back. Sorry for those who have issues with sound quality on your end. There's nothing I can do about it now. I'm so sorry about that. You know, but I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight's message. You know, it feels different. I've been gone for a minute, right? I've been gone for a minute. But, you know, I felt led to come back. And guys, I just ask you guys to just keep me in your thoughts and prayers tonight. It's been a minute. You know how it is once you have taken off, you know, then you come back. It's like, I'm back. But listen, guys, I really enjoyed that break. I need that break. So tonight's message, guys, is entitled Yield to the Light. Yield to the Light. It just seems like there's just so much going on in this world right now, you know. And it's just like there's so much that's going on in this world tonight. Today, there's so much going on that we are experiencing, you know, and I'm going to read this and get straight to it. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. It says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Now may the Lord add bless you, reading of his word. You know, yield to the light. You know, guys, you know, there's so many different platforms, so many different things that people are pressing nowadays. You know, yield to the light. The light has come. That's Jesus Christ. He came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. This is John 3:17. You know, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world. So our first point tonight is this. Light has come into the world. You know, go John 3:16. I didn't say throughout through. 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have what? Everlasting life. Then the second part, for God sent his son into the world that the world not be saved through him. And, you know, I just now said it before, just a minute in my mind. It's right here. Yeah. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved, what? Through him, but to save the world through him. You know, so the light has come. So guys, yield to the light. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says this. He says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then if you go beyond that, in John 14, chapter 14, verse 6, it reads, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, if you go back, we keep on reading verse 7, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. You know, yield to the light. Jesus Christ, the light came just for you and for me. The light has come. You know, we're in a place right now where people they're following their own objectives. It's not about God's love. It's not about God's message of hope and redemption. So the light has come. And when you read that scripture, going back to John chapter 3, verse 19, this is the verdict, light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. You see, the light will show you your heart and true intentions. The light will show you your heart and true intentions. Are you loving? Are you treating your neighbors as you want to be treated? Are you loving? Are you loving people? What are you doing? How are you living? Yield to light. You know, and I say this tonight, you know, as an encouragement. This is not to beat anyone up. It's not to beat up anyone. It's not to, but it's about saying the light has come. Sometimes you look for light, turn to Jesus. Like a song, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. See, I want you to understand today, one of the things that I was saying before, and I said many times on this broadcast about judging the fruit, looking at the fruit. How's that person? Are they looking at a person's fruit? Are they making a difference? As far as the people around you, are they keeping up mess? Are you striving to be better? Are you striving to do better? Are they love God? You know, see, I want your second point. Not everyone loves the light. Not everyone loves light. See, some people love darkness more than light. That's kind of very, very important that we have a relationship with God for ourselves. It's very important that we make Jesus Christ the head of our lives. You know, when you have that one-on-one fellowship with God. You see, it's so very important that we have our own relationship with God. So when the devil tries to come, you'll be able to recognize, because you already have that light. That light is living within you. That light is illuminating your path. You have that relationship with the light. See, not everyone loves light. Some people love darkness more than light. See, a man's fruit shows if he's light or dark, if he's of light or darkness. That becomes very, very important that judge spirit by the spirit. Very, very important that you understand and you're able, to discern those people who are for you and those people who are not for you. And if it's God or if it's the enemy, if it's God or if it's your flesh, you have to be able to be willing to differentiate what you're listening to, who you're listening to. Then check yourself and those around you. Sometimes, guys, we have to do some checks. We have to do some, self-care checks. We have to say, let me take a break. Let me check myself. Lord, check me. See if my heart, if I'm in the right place. See, sometimes we have to check ourselves. We have to check our motives. Why are we doing these things? Why are we going after these things? Why? We've got to be willing. And sometimes, guys, you will become the source of irritation when you... Sometimes you will become the source of irritation for others when you let your light shine. Sometimes, guys, we dim our light. Sometimes we dim our light because we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. And sometimes people have an issue with us and our light because our light sometimes makes them feel uncomfortable. Have you ever heard that statement? Can someone really be that nice? Can someone really, really care about me that much? Because sometimes people are not used to hearing or seeing people treat them with love and respect. Treat them like they're human beings. Is this true? I'm just tell you guys, not everyone loves light. Everyone does not love light. Sometimes the enemy will disguise himself like an angel of light. We've got to have that relationship with God for ourselves so we can yield to the light daily. Yield to the light. So that's tonight's message about yield to the light. You know, live by the truth. Come into the light. Now, come into the light. Everyone has their own definition, and they can, like, construe it, misconstrue it, twist it around, whichever way they want to twist it around. Come into God's light. That's what I'm talking about. Coming into God's light. Yeah, he sent his son into the world. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the light of the world. Coming into the light. Yield to light. Live by the truth. God sent his son to die on the cross for you and for me. He didn't send him to condemn us, but that we might be saved. That we might yield our lives and say, yes, I want to follow you. How many of us are willing to do that? So I say, come to the light. I'm talking about God's light. Now, I want you to understand that everyone has an opinion because it's free will. But what I'm asking you today is to come into God's light. Yield to God's light. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, and I love it. The scripture, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I want to tell you today, all things are possible. God's not looking at you and saying, well, you did this and you did that. You did this, you did that. Come and follow me. Jesus, take up your cross and follow me. What's going on? Good evening. Good evening, Auntie Waddles. You know, that's what God is saying. God, all things are possible. Tonight's message is entitled, Yield to the Light, coming from John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. First point, the light is coming to the world. Second point, not everyone loves the light. Not everyone loves the light. Third point tonight, live by the truth. You know, without holiness, man cannot see the Lord. Now, I remember there's that song I hear. I think that was Derek Coley. Without holiness, you know, man cannot see the Lord. You know, guys, let us strive to be holy. Are we perfect? No. Let's try. Let's do our best. Yield to the light. Yeah. That's third point. Good evening. I got my cousin on. Hey, cousin. Yes, with God, all things are possible. That's so true, cousin. You know, I'm telling you this. Tonight's message is yield to the light. Yield to the light. You know, living by truth. I'm not talking about man's agenda. I'm talking about God's agenda that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins that we might be saved. That's the truth. Your personal relationship with God is your personal relationship with God. And as you build your faith, as you're saying, Lord, I'm trusting you in this area of my life. I'm trusting you today. With all the things that you are doing in my life, I'm trusting you. Then saying, Lord, I'll take my life, let it be consecrated for you. That's one of my songs. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. You know, listen, do we make mistakes? Yes. I say that because I'm not, one thing I want to say that I don't promote trying to act like I'm perfect because I'm not perfect. We are sinners saved by grace. Without holiness, man cannot see the Lord. Holiness is important today. It's important that we say, Lord, have your way in our lives today. Yield to the light. And as you yield to the light, I'm going to tell you this. Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. And there's nothing that you can do about it. It's been done. Only thing you have to do, we have to do is embrace it. Say, yes, I believe you, Lord. And then walk and do what God has called us to do. You know, guys, for real, you know, I am so humbled. Because it's only by God's grace that I'm here. It's only by God's grace that you are here tonight. It's only by God's grace. First point, the light is coming to the world. Second point, not everyone loves the light. Third point, live by the truth. That truth is what? That Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was sent to die on the cross for you and for me. The light indeed has come into the world. The light has come into the world. Let us show everyone God's love. Let them see the light that comes from your heart and how you talk to them, how you treat them. Let us really, really strive and say, Lord, please use me. Use me for your glory, Lord. Here I am. Use me. You know, let's get to that point. I'm gonna play a song, and I hope this song touches your heart. And this is kind of consecrated for you. I haven't played it. Yeah, you know what? You know, guys, if you know me, you know I've played this song so much. And here it is.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hope you guys like that. That was consecrated for you. That is available on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. And my auntie said, you're about to ask me to sing that, auntie? Your most favorite gospel song, Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord. You know, I think that's one of the best songs that God has definitely given me. That's kind of like a mantra for me. Take my life, let be consecrated for you. To be consecrated means to be set apart. To be set apart for his glory. And I want you to understand something, guys. When to be set apart, sometimes a road can be lonely. But I'm here to let you know that God is with us every second of the way. What's going on, Brian? It's good to see you, man. I'm back. And, you know, and guys, I need that break, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I was just a little nervous about coming back on tonight because I had taken that break for such a long time. And tonight's message is entitled Yield to the Light. And that's John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. The light is coming to the world. First point, not everyone loves the light. Second point, third point, live by the truth. When I'm talking about the truth, I'm talking about God's truth that he sent his son. God's truth. That he sent his son into the world to die on the cross for us, for our sins, for you and for me. And he didn't send him to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Don't forget about that. Let your light shine. Let your light shine so that men can glorify God and what he's doing in your life. You know, think about this, yielding to the light. Sometimes, guys, when you yield to light, there are going to be some things that God's going to require you to give up. There are going to be some things that God's going to say, you know what? This is what I want for you to do in your life. There are going to be some things that you got to take up your cross and follow him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross. Having your personal relationship with God is so important. You know, guys, listen, yield to the light. So that men can glorify God for what he has done and is doing in your life. You know, I want you to know, understand something. Someone out there is looking at you. Someone out there, they're looking to see how you are getting through your issues. You know, one of my cousins, I don't share too much because I want people, I'm not putting their business out. But I'm just saying this. It encourages me to know that people are encouraged about me, continuing to move forward in spite of what I've gone through in this past season, you know. And how many of you guys know that that everything is a process? Life is a process. While you're going through that process, understanding that while you might be grieving, understanding that while you might be going through things on your job, with your family, even things within you, that God is still working it out for your good. Your good, my good. The light has come into you. Let your light shine. I want to tell you, don't be ashamed of your light. Don't be ashamed that you might do things differently than other people. It's okay. God has created you the way he's created you, right? God's created you the way he's created you. I want to encourage you, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Sometimes, guys, I do believe that we are destined to reach the people we are supposed to reach. Again, someone is out there looking at you, and they say, I wonder how did he go through and experience what he's experienced. He is still living. He is still standing. Some people look at you and saying, she should have been dead by now, but she is still standing. She should have lost her mind in this place. You know, someone is looking at you, and they look at you and they're saying, I wish I could be like that. Or better yet, if God is doing that in their lives, I know that God can do that for me in my life. So now I'm talking about this. Yield to the light. Yield to the light. Then let your light shine. What's going on, guys? What's going on, IG? You know, yield to the light. You know, again, John chapter 3, verse 19 says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Come on, God's light. Come on, Jesus, the light of the world. You know, guys, in this season, we are having to make choices that can change and affect the rest of our lives, our destiny. But I implore of you, as also I'm implored, to choose to yield to the light. You know, God, here I am. You can use me. Now, I want you to understand, guys, that the road might be rough. It might be bumpy along the way. But God will lead you through this thing, this path called life. Receive his love and his gift called mercy and his grace. He will give you grace you need to run this race. But just remember, there's a reason for this. So you might be going through something tonight. You might be feeling low. You might be feeling like, Lord, I can't move. I can't go forward. But I'm going to tell you that there is a reason for what you're going through. I want to tell you tonight, don't give up. I want to tell you tonight to yield to God. Yield to the light. Then allow God to change you. Allow God, his spirit, to fill you and to love on you. I just want to encourage you guys not to give up hope. Don't give up hope. Get things right between you and God today. Get things right between you and God today. If you need to repent, repent. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for not treating someone correctly. Please forgive me for thinking evil thoughts. Please forgive me for not being fair. Please forgive me for turning right and you told me to turn left. Or for turning, you told me to stay still. Please forgive me, Lord. And then trust God. Trust the process. But don't turn from the light. Yield to the light. You know, see, when you yield to God, see, I want you to know something. When you yield to God, see, God exposes things to you so you can fully stay in the light. See, God exposes it to you for you so you can work on it. So you want to say, Lord, here I am. Lord, please work with me in this area. Yield to the light. Yield to the light. You know, with so many people passing quickly as they are, we're here for this experience. As I've heard some people say, we're heavenly beings, spiritual beings having this earthly experience. And for whatever reason, we're here. I just want to encourage you to do what God is calling you to do for your life, for yourself. Perhaps you have something that can touch someone's life. Perhaps there's a vision that God has given you that might help someone else along the way. But one of the things that helps me even in this season that I'm in is remembering that there's a reason for this. There's a reason why people come into your life. People come and go, but who knows Who knows the reason, the purpose, or the goals? Who knows? I want to encourage you tonight to yield to the light. Yield to the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart. God is in the miracle working business, guys. God is in the miracle working business. It's not about trying to make it hard for you. It's that God's trying to save your soul. He's trying to save our souls. Yield to the light. Yield to God's purpose for your life. Now I want you to understand, people are going to have things to say. Who doesn't? People can have opinion because we have free will. But what has God called and told you to do? That's what you do. And that's how you stand. Not everyone is going to understand you. Not everyone is going to understand what God is doing in your life. You can tell them until you turn blue in the face. Not everyone is going to agree. But listen, you have to stand before God yourself one day. We all do. And while we're still here on this earth, while we are still here on this planet, let your light shine. Yield to God. Yield to what God is trying to do in your life. Yield. Do what God has called you to do. Sometimes, guys, it's going to be hard. But it's worth it. In the end, it is so much worth it. It's so much worth it. Again, John 3:17, I've said it. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So the light. Let the light shine through your businesses. Let the light shine through the things you say. Let God's light shine through the way you think, the way you operate, your integrity. Let your light shine. At the end of the day, guys, we are accountable for whether or not we've yielded to the light, whether or not we're living by the light, whether we're walking by the light. How do you know? How do you know? You know by the fruit. Guys, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and will be glad in it. Rejoicing in the good times, rejoicing in the bad times, rejoicing in the rejections. And even though I might be rejected, I'm still going to yield to the light. I can be as nasty as the other person. We all can. If we yield to the light, that light comes through our hearts. That light is within us. So that even when we're going through, Lord, help me. I don't want to be full of darkness. I don't want my heart to be full of darkness. I don't want my heart to be full of bitterness. I don't want my heart to be full of what other people have in their hearts. So when someone does something wrong to me, I'm saying I'm going to yield to the light. When someone put something bad on my name or tries to, I'm going to still yield to the light. You know, that's saying an acronym, what would Jesus do? Exactly, what would Jesus do? You know, guys, I think in this season of self-reflection, we look for other people to make a difference. How about we make a difference in our own lives? Perhaps we make a difference in the lives of those around us. How can we make that difference? Spending time with God. saying, Lord, I'm in your light. I'm going to trust you, trust in you. You can operate on me. Operate on me, Lord. If you can use anything, Lord, I think Ron Canole sang a song years ago. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Yeah. Said Jesus would yield to light. Yes, he is. He would yield to light, and he is that light. So when you yield into light, you're yielding to Jesus. You're yielding to God. The light has come into the world. So guys, I want to tell you tonight, you're not alone. Sometimes during this season, while I've had so much support, I felt so alone at times. Lord, help me. Doing new things, experiencing new things. Yield to the light. Let your light shine. Yield to the light. Jesus is the light. You know, I hope this message has encouraged you in your personal walk with the Lord. Yield to the light. You know, guys, you know, with, like we're talking about, I've talked about before, self-care. Are you tired of doing it in your own strength? Yield to the light. Are you tired of staying in this place of depression and anxiety because things might not be happening the way you imagined? I'm going to encourage you to yield to the light. Stay in the light. Perhaps you're saying, God, I have this dream and I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just going to encourage you to yield to the light. Sometimes we give up right before our breakthrough. Sometimes we give up at the point where God's saying, okay, no, doesn't mean that this is never going to happen. But knowing the season that you are in, yield to the light. I yield to you. I yield to you, Lord. In every facet of my life, help me, Lord, to yield to the light. Perhaps you're saying, God, I've tried. I just want to tell you, as long as you still have breath, continue to try. Lay your burdens down. Leave them at the cross. Yield to the light. Yield to the light. You're not going to get into heaven based on someone else's opinion of you. You can get to heaven by your faith, how you live your life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It's not about your neighbor. Okay, you've done some things. Who hasn't done some things? Who hasn't messed up? God can use anyone. We just have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm yielding to the light. And I want to tell you this. You're never too old to yield to the light. You're not too young to yield to the light. It doesn't have an expiration date. As long as you can breathe, God can use you. I've seen, I've experienced God move in people's lives. I've seen God work through people that some people have said, this person is crazy, mentally unstable. And I've seen God use people like that to read from left to right, right to left, up and down, and be on point. God can use anyone that he wants to use. So tonight, guys, I encourage you, as I'm also encouraged, to yield to the light. You can make a difference. God can use you. God can use you. If he can use me, he can use anyone. I know it's nothing but God's grace that I'm still here. So yield to the light. You know, Auntie Walter said his grace is sufficient. Yes, his grace is sufficient. You know, guys, in this season, I just encourage you. Before I go, I'm just encouraging you to yield to the light. If you're saying, well, I've done this, Lord, I've done this, gee, and I've done that, yield to the light. God will meet you right where you are. Lord, speak to me. Listen, I was speaking with someone, they said, and I heard his voice, and his voice told me to do X, Y, and Z, and guess what? God will speak to you. You just got to be willing to listen. So let's choose God. If you say, Lord, I need help, you know, repent, Lord, forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. If you got to read Psalm 51, read Psalm 51. Listen, guys, God loves you. And you know, guys, you know, if you start going to the left a little bit, God will bring you back. Lord, help me. You know, and sometimes that self-care, guys, is so important. Self-care. Self-care mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Self-care. I want to encourage you tonight, yield to the light. God can use you. He can use you. Allow him to use you. But let him in. Yield to the light. Yield to God. Jesus, please come into my heart. If that's your prayer today and you say, Lord, I need a touch, I just want to encourage you to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me. I'm a sinner. Please help me to walk with you, walk this race, Lord, to live this life for you. I'm yielding to the light, and I pray that your light will come in. I pray that you come into my heart. Holy Spirit, you can dwell within me. God will come in. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Won't you let him in? Let him in. Are you tired of living life the way you've been living it? Yield to the light. Yield to the light. And say, God bless you. And then, if you don't have a church home, find a church-believing, Bible-believing church. A Bible-believing church. It's not about the religion. It's about your relationship with God. Pray. Fellowship with people who believe in God as well, who believe in Jesus Christ. I just want to say, God bless you. You know, I know I've been gone for a minute, but appreciate those who've come back and come through tonight. I really do appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday, 9 to 10. I want to say, God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Please pray for Fire Heart Ministries. Pray for the Heart Love Radio Show. I say God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you guys again really soon. Please let me know if this message has blessed you in any kind of way. I want to say God bless you. Remember, God is not through with you. Just be patient and yield to light. Please share this broadcast on your pages when you get a chance. I want to say God bless you. Have a good night. And again, thank you for the prayers and support, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night. God bless you.